This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and today I am with Dr. Abby Harding, who is with Lowe Consulting. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, thanks for joining us today. You've been participating in Swine Link this weekend, and I think we should start off and talk about the fact that you're a vet, and the majority of the women here are veterinarians. So how did you get into, you know, vet med, and how did you get into this field?
I'm one of the typical prototypical children who knew from the beginning that I wanted to be a vet. What capacity I thought I was originally going to do, small animal, and just one summer worked in the production field and just really liked my experience. And I think the people probably attracted me to the industry more than anything. I liked the travel aspect and just really liked how all the veterinarians work together, and you get to travel and meet a lot more people than just staying at your home clinic. And I think that's probably what drove me a lot of it to it. And I don't come from a farming background necessarily, so I think the challenge of finding something that was out of my comfort zone was probably the biggest attraction to the industry, and stuck with it through vet school and survived so far. So
how did you feel when you went into an industry that historically has been dominated by male veterinarians?
Honestly, I didn't think twice of it. I'm not very much of a shy person, so I've never had the experience of that I felt that I was going to be dominated by anybody else. Probably I like to leave that impersonation on other people, but I've been very comfortable and very welcomed into this atmosphere by my peers and by a lot of the clientele, which are themselves highly male-dominated atmosphere. But I guess I am cautiously aware that I may or may not run into that at some point, but it's so far I can't complain or throw any gripes that I've felt bullied or anything in this industry so far.
Well, Swine Link is it's sort of an organization, I guess you could call it, for women who are in the pork industry. And how did you get involved in this organization, or how long have you been participating, or is this your very first
this
time?
This is my first time, and Aaron Johnson, another vet with BI, had actually asked me to come this week, and I think she thought that I was doing a favor for her, but in the end, I think she more or less did a favor for me. I really enjoyed it and really liked the women that have gotten to get to know and finally put a face to a name of, like, Dr. Colhane, that I have known several times over email and through conversation, but finally getting a face to that name and establish those relationships that with everybody across the United States and even beyond that, and really enjoyed the time and getting to do things that you never thought were going on. You know, your test kitchens. I'm lucky if I see the test kitchen outside of Subway, but really enjoyed it, and the camaraderie amongst all the women.
So would you encourage other women who are currently in
Absolutely.
This industry to join this group?
Absolutely. I think that a lot of times you'll have your different niches or your different areas where you're going to see pigs in a certain area, which it's a large area, but you just are so busy with staying on top of work and staying on top of personal life, and you kind of get comfortable in that bubble. I think it's really good to see what other people are doing, because, as we all know, one vet that's even a female swine vet in one area could do a completely different thing than a female swine vet in another area. So sharing those experiences would give you a completely different perspective on more or less the same job.
So how would you encourage some, you know, college kids right now that are maybe just getting into vet school and haven't quite decided what their expertise wants to be? Would you recommend that they go out and do
get out of your comfort zone? Try new things. I mean, they say that school's your time to take adventures and do everything. I think if I could go back and do it again, I would have liked to push myself even harder and do a lot more externships and get those opportunities early on, because once you've got your job, you run out of time. You've got your own commitments that need to be done. And even in undergrad, I was completely scared to get out of my comfort zone and do any study abroad. I just wanted to get to graduation, more or less. But I think if I could do it all over again, I'd be a little bit more adventurous than I think I already was.
So what's your big piece of advice right now for women, and not necessarily veterinarians, but just women in this industry?
Don't be afraid to take chances. Don't think that just because you're going into a male-dominated area that's necessarily going to the exact experience that you're going to have by any means. I think I may or may not have gone in naively, but I've enjoyed every single moment of it. And
awesome. Thanks, Abby.
Thank you very much.